the Czech foreign minister has announced a wide-ranging review of foreign policy to take account both of changes in the Czech Republic and those in the wider world. The review comes with the jury still out on whether a more streamlined EU foreign policy can deliver, the outcome of Afghanistan still unclear, and questions still up in the air about relations with Russia. In this week's Talking Point, Chris Johnston looks at what might be questioned in the review and what changes might follow.
Czech foreign policy was last subject to a major review in the run-up and immediate aftermath of EU entry in 2004. Now, Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg believes that reflection about foreign policy goals and how to achieve them is more than overdue. While he has not hesitated to flag up the review, the foreign minister has been less explicit on what might change. Indeed, he has been clear about what will stay in place, and this includes a clear and uncompromising stance in defence of human rights. This is what the foreign minister had to say at a recent symposium in Prague about the review.
Human rights are first. So if we have to choose in a certain country to shut our mouth to promote our business, we won't shut our mouth. That's very clear. And it basically, if you are constant on it, even not so nice to teach this is accepted. If you once agree to something, then you are lost. But if you keep up this principle in each country, and they know that we don't cede to anybody, be it big or small, finally they accept it. Maybe they consider us mad, but they accept it.
So far, the Czech Republic seems to have gotten away fairly unscathed with this less than Machiavellian, morals-first, ethical foreign policy. In that respect, it has been more fortunate than some other countries. Britain, for example, trumpeted an ethical foreign policy soon after the Labour Party came into power in 1997. That policy soon founded on the fact that Britain is one of the world's biggest arms providers and still has sometimes to act as policeman in former colonies dotted around the globe and get involved in some messy conflicts. But there are those who question whether the Czech Foreign Minister's clear espousal of human rights might not have to be relaxed a little, especially if the ministry comes under more pressure to show more tangible results from its many embassies and staff around the world in the form of orders and contracts for local firms. In spite of resistance, commercial diplomacy is already being pushed upon the ministry. Tomáš Karasek of the Prague-based Association for International Affairs says advocating human rights and seeking foreign contracts at the same time might require some flexibility in certain situations.
There are certainly problems, but on the other hand, I don't think there is an outright contradiction or inevitable contradiction between the two. There definitely has to be a necessary amount of flexibility concerning the scope of goals we want to achieve. So, for example, when we compare our policies towards China and towards Burma, then, of course, we need to take into account that with China we want to do business and potentially big business. We probably don't want to do that with Burma or Myanmar.
He suggests that certain means of achieving the overall human rights goal might have to be preferred in some situations where gung-ho declarations and actions on human rights will probably just hit a brick wall without achieving anything concrete.
We need to somehow adapt the other streams of the foreign policy, including human rights. But on the other hand, I believe it's very important that we don't resign on that particular stream, even in cases where that might be difficult. So if we are not able, or if we think that it would be harmful in case of, let's say, China, to promote human rights and democracy proper, let's try to find another stream within the broad policy or support for transformation. So, for example, let's focus on consumer rights. Let's support on let's focus on supporting the NGOs, let's say, in the sphere of environmental protection, things like that. I think we can still realize step by step our goals in this regard, even in cases where let's say the outright and direct support for hardcore, if I may use that term, human rights would be regarded as problematic.
Apart from human rights, the two other major pillars of Czech foreign policy have been the European Union and transatlantic relations with the US. There is no likelihood that these foundations of foreign policy will be downgraded. On the other hand, a reworking of EU policy could be in order, according to Mr. Karasek, if only to rediscover some unanimity on policy between the two main political parties, which has evaporated over the previous 5 years.
In the past, the Czech policy towards the EU, from time to time at least, appeared to be inconsistent, unpredictable. Czech Republic tended to act a bit as a sort of a spoiler within the EU working. So I think there is definitely room for improvement in this part of the foreign policy. Most importantly, I believe there's room to make the policy more predictable and make the Czech Republic look like a more reliable partner. Not necessarily more pro-European or more Eurosceptic. That, I don't think, is not the main problem. The main problem is that the partners within the EU are not sure from time to time where the Czech Republic really stands and why. So making that clear, I believe, would be quite a tall order and would be quite an important achievement if the government would be able to realize that.
Not only differences between the main parties have muddied the water over Czech foreign policy, there is, of course, President Václav Klaus. He has been keen to exert his constitutional right to stick his nose into international relations as well, especially when setting forth his minimalist views on how the European Union should develop and what powers it should be given. Mr. Karasek believes the president's meddling powers in foreign policy should be curbed.
I believe the concept of foreign policy for the future should deal somehow with the position, mutual position of the government and the president. I'm a bit skeptical about that actually happening in the concept. But I think the disagreement between what the Minister of Foreign Affairs or the government as such and the president have been saying abroad at times really made Czech Republic look like somebody with dual personality, and I don't really think that's helpful. In my personal opinion, I believe that strictly the president should be bound by the government's foreign policy goals and should definitely not act as a foreign policy person in itself. So
whether Karel Schwarzenberg wants to cross swords with President Klaus can be doubted. It should be added that any direct election of the Czech president in the future would normally lead to a strengthening of his powers, not the opposite. The foreign minister is already battling Prime Minister Petr Nečas in a turf war which threatens to erode the ministry's primacy in foreign relations. Basically, Mr. Nečas is pushing for a minister to coordinate European policy within the government office, which primarily services the Prime Minister himself and Cabinet. 6 months of argument over this one have yet to produce a result, though Mr. Karasek reckons the question is still worth asking.
There is an important task to determine who should really be the coordinator. Should it be the Minister of Foreign Affairs in all cases, or should it be more ad hoc arrangements? Should there be a specific coordinator for the European policy or policies, for example? That is something to be discussed. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, quite naturally, I believe, would be opposed to establishing, let's say, a secretary for Europe. But on the other hand, I still think that it's an idea worth taking into account.
The foreign policy expert also believes that the Czech Republic could also relax a bit about one key pillar of its foreign policy, national security, largely embodied by the NATO alliance. He argues that there is currently no major threat to the country on the horizon, and while maintaining its NATO commitments and promises, the Czech Republic can take more time to ponder other policy areas. One factor curbing the foreign ministry's ability to push through ambitious changes is cash. New initiatives usually come with a price tag. The foreign minister says his ministry's real budget has dropped by a third over the last decade. A handful of embassies and consulates have been cut during the recent spending squeeze. However, Mr. Schwarzenberg says many have to stay open to maintain the country's prestige abroad. That has meant other smaller parts of the ministry's 6.5 billion crown budget in 2010, such as Czech centres and foreign radio broadcasts, have borne more of the burden. Whatever the outcome of the review, which should be put before the government within a few months, the foreign minister will still want to safeguard some flexibility in a fast-changing world. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg again.
Foreign policy to adapt then every year and every month to new circumstances. It should never be absolutely rigid. It should keep to its basic principles, but adapt to the circumstances.